opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BT was just watching the Braveheart trailer during that break.
The official trailer, 2 minutes and 55 seconds.
It was a long one. Big Hurls came in during the break and was like, dude, I can't believe you haven't seen it. You would love the movie.
I know, he ripped
you,
me up.
Like, that's why I was shocked. Not just, okay, you miss a movie. It happens. But that one in particular, with you in particular, I'm shocked at that.
That's the reaction I get every time about that movie.
What'd you think of the trailer?
Looks really good.
Now, how soon...
Can we get a blonde as the love interest, though? Maybe mix that up a little bit?
Dude,
maybe
you're going
a little
back
artificial
to
intelligence? Maybe Photoshop somebody else in?
Is there a blonde in Rambo that I'm unaware of?
It looks so good. The uprising.
Now, realistically, because it sounds great. Like, okay, yeah, I'll go back and watch these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, what are we looking at with your schedule?
Not anytime soon. Not happening.
Come on,
it's not going to happen, dude.
See, I will go in and watch these other movies.
When?
I mean, I'll make some time. I'll make some time to do it. You said I almost watched Fight Club the other day without anybody saying anything. What was the other one that got? You said Die Hard 3 is the must
Heat.
One.
Heat's a good one.
That one's gonna be. I have no interest in. I don't know why.
Really?
It's so long. Okay.
Did you like Casino? Casino was long.
Liked it. Didn't love it.
You didn't love Casino?
I liked it.
With Sharon Stone and Pesci?
Yeah, I liked it.
I loved it. It was good.
Yeah, sometimes
it was long though. It was long.
And sometimes those movies are all, you know, similar stuff.
A little bit.
A little bit.
You know, it really is. No, you know what I mean? A little bit.
You gotta watch Braveheart. I'll watch 3-1 as long as you watch Braveheart.
By when?
A week? Is a week too much?
Got a tight schedule, too.
What's a tight schedule? What do you mean? You have no interest.
I notice, like, I don't enjoy watching TV. I don't enjoy watching stuff the way I used to.
I know you watch, like, the current event stuff
weird.
That's going on, whatever.
Yeah, I've been watching the news all weekend for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But, like...
Even I put it on.
You jumped in?
My wife's like, what the hell's going on? Yeah, well,
yeah,
the night...
Of course.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
We actually went out to Rails for dinner.
Oh.
Sammy's with Mom. Went out to a nice dinner at Rails. Saw Frank and everybody over there. Came home. Learned about the news there.
Okay.
The waiter comes over and was like, oh, you, something like that. It popped
the
up.
The waiter
on
brought that
yeah,
up,
because
huh?
It popped up on... actually, my wife might have brought it up because it came up on her phone. And then the waiter said, yeah, everybody's talking about it here. And that's what happened. Then we went home and I wanted to see President Trump make the, speech.
Oh, wow. Well, look at you jumping into it.
Yeah. So you know, like, and even my wife was shocked by that, but you know it's a big deal if I'm paying attention to it.
Yeah.
But normally, yeah, I want to go, be home Saturday night or something, watch a movie.
I don't know, man. Even like, I've got to find a new, viewing habit. Because like, generally, like, my little respite, like my mindless watch would be, all right, I pop on The Sopranos for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I love that. I watch it all day.
Me too.
Or, give me 10 minutes of an old WWE shoot.
Yeah, you say you're going that rabbit.
I do.
Now, how do you do that? You'll watch on
I'll just go to YouTube and I'll type
on TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just type in WWE shoot and I'll see, some old ones and then I'll be lost an hour later. But I don't know. I think the last month or so, I'm starting. So what else did I even started watching the Steve McNair documentary. Not that it just came out.
Yeah, I did
watch
that.
And I'm halfway through it. I'm like, and I'm getting bored watching TV.
Interesting. There's a lot of the stuff on Netflix that I'm into. I'm into the new, we started watching the Jon Hamm show. Hoff, have you seen this one on Apple TV? John Hamm. Who the hell is it? What's her name?
Not Aniston. I know John Hamm and Aniston do a lot together.
Amanda Peet, maybe?
Oh, yeah. That, okay. You
know, I haven't watched it. I saw the trailer, but I haven't watched it.
It's interesting. Not great. Interesting. So there's all... Dude, honestly, it's too much.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's overwhelming with the amount of stuff that's out there, all the different streaming services, plus, obviously, with the live sports. We're watching Mets and Yanks every single night.
I'm going to be honest with you. I still don't know how to get to the Apple channel. God.
It's right on. What streaming service do you have?
I've got Verizon, so I just get everything through Verizon.
Right, but that's not a streaming service, right?
No, I don't. I just have conventional.
And then when you have to go watch Amazon, how do you do that?
Go.
And does it comes up on the same input?
Yeah,
on your
TV? You got the little widgets, the little yeah. But it's
see,
it's
you love
different.
Braveheart. You're like a caveman in certain ways.
That's funny. Yeah, my two favorite shows: The Flintstones and Braveheart.
No. So the streaming stuff, it's just out of control with all.
It's too much, man. Does Apple have a lot of good shows? We used to watch the morning show.
Yeah,
when Addison and Reese.
Okay. Yeah, they had Jacob's something with Finding Jacob. Maybe it was on there. Was a good show.
It's just a lot.
Yeah, there's too many.
I stumbled on something. I watched 50. This is what I'm saying. I watched like I'm like sampling. I put on not that I wanted to. I was just kind of buzzing through the options, and it was the Tylenol Wars. Remember when you may have been a little young for this, but where there were basically Tylenol bottles, and they were the capsules, not the pills.
Okay,
and people were putting cyanide in them, and it was like an epidemic around the country.
It was a great documentary.
Yeah, you
terrible
saw that.
Subject, but great documentary.
Where's that on? That's on Netflix?
Definitely Netflix.
Okay.
And yeah, Hoff, like I remember it in real time. I remember seeing the newspapers and like 10-10 wins, like my mom and dad would have it on. And then I watch it, I'm like, I don't even think watching this.
Yeah.
So I'm getting bored with TV.
Interesting.
I watched the whole thing because people were dying in Yonkers over that. So I was like, that's
it
my
wasn't, yes, yes, yes.
All right,
once it hits close to home, you feel like I got to watch.
No doubt.
So just old school wrestling and Sopranos. Yes,
the ultimate simple thing. No, there's a lot of news. I just do watch a lot of news, but I got to find something else.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Andrew's in Westchester. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you today?
Good.
All right, a few things. One, actually, I've been waiting for a while to talk to you guys, but I'm from Yonkers, so it's funny that you bring that up with the whole Tylenol documentary, because I recall that being a kid. BT, you and I are right around the same age, so that's pretty wild that you brought that up randomly, and I'm on hold.
Yeah, and I feel like at the same time, there was also, within, I'd say, a year or two, there was also, like, syringes, I think, that were being found in Coke bottles. There was a lot of weird stuff when we were kids.
Yeah,
there were,
and I remember, like, and this is not why I called.
Yeah.
Please keep me on for a moment. Thank you.
I got you.
I remember, like, being a little kid, and, like, people were messing with Halloween candy.
Yes.
That was a thing in the 80s, right? Like,
that
you
I remember that.
Yeah.
And putting, like, razor
blades in apples.
Yeah.
I mean, just twisted society.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, exactly. Just weird things that come up. All right.
Well, it's glad to see we've evolved.
We're in a much better place.
Exactly.
We're
right. We've evolved. BT, I was going to give you business at first about not being Braveheart, but, like, high level, I mean, I'm a little bit of a history buff, so it is about, like, Scotland beginning its freedom from England.
Yeah.
So,
yep,
like, a high-level takeaway about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any interest about history,
I do.
You know,
I do.
It's a little far-fetched story about that. You got me?
Gotcha.
All right. Sal, I've now called in 3 times to the show over 2 years or something like that, and it's every time is because you say half-brain things, Sal.
Go ahead.
Okay? I'm a little bit old school. Like, I want to know that my radio show hosts for sports are watching, like, a lot of sports, and they're vested in their sports. So you clearly told all the listeners you didn't have any interest in the NBA Finals.
Correct.
To me, I know you're a massive Knicks fan and BT as well. But, like, that's a foul on you right off the bat.
No,
like,
no, it's not.
Your
no,
job
no,
should be watching.
No,
I, hold on, let me finish.
No,
me
Andrew,
finish.
No, no, like, finish, you don't know what, you don't know my job. No, Andrew, I'll let you talk. You don't know what my job description is. My job is to talk New York sports, not the NBA Finals. We're not breaking down the NBA Finals games. If it were, I would watch them. It wasn't.
Well, you're not breaking them down, but you're talking about
them.
Yeah,
okay,
right?
I'm talking.
You're like,
yeah,
you don't,
and I could get my opinion.
I'm
I don't like McConnell crying or Halliburton's injury. Go ahead.
But I'm not like I'm not coming to you for live like box score results of the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like high level topics. Halliburton blew out his Achilles, just like Tatum and Lillard. high level, right? Like, that's basic core thing. So, like, the fact that you're not, like, you got no vested interest in the NBA Finals from a high level, not even talking about the X's and O's, to me, that's like a turnoff.
Well, we did talk about Halliburton's injury.
Yeah, but my point is those are things you should be talking about and should know about the NBA Finals.
I know about it. We did talk about it. We brought it up, so I don't know what your point is.
No, I knew about it.
I didn't come in today and be like, wow, did Halliburton get hurt? I knew what went on.
No, Sal, you're misconstruing my message. Hold on for a moment. Don't yell back at me. And just listen for a moment. You said you had no interest in the NBA Finals, okay? So, yes, you're a New York City sports show, but you should still be paying attention and, like, I would even say, like, watching the game a bit.
I am paying attention. What don't you get about me paying attention to it? I am. I don't have to watch every possession of it.
Did you watch the game last night?
I did not watch the game last night. I had no interest. You know what I was watching last night?
So if you have no interest, then you shouldn't be worrying about McConnell crying to whoever he was crying about.
Why?
Because you're just trying to pull it at a story and make something out of nothing.
Andrew, what are you, a New York sports fan or no?
Sure I am. Absolutely.
And which baseball team you root for?
I love the Yankees.
Okay,
I'm a diehard Yankee.
So did you watch the Met game last night?
No, I didn't because I was watching.
Okay, well, guess what, knucklehead? I have to watch the Met game because it's my job. I mean, Jesus. So you can't just say, Andrew, you call New York Sports Radio, but you didn't watch the Met game last night? Now, could I have watched both? Sure, we could have watched both. There's no interest. BT, how often have we talked NBA Finals on this show?
Basically, once the Knicks were done, we were shot.
And why is that? Because we don't care
I think it's more because I don't think the audience cares as much. Right. Like, think about what drives the content. 100%. Think about what drives the conversation. Like, I watched more of the Finals. I remember saying, I can't watch it. Like, when the Knicks got bound, I can't watch this. But I did. But I'm not going to front and say I was sitting there watching every possession. Matter of fact, one night I actually forgot the game was on. I'm watching the Yanks and the Mets, and I go to check my phone for. I'm like, that's right, the Finals started. I forget game three, whatever it was. I just wasn't as into it this year, partially because the Knicks, like, there was such a. And we talked hoops every day, and then it was abruptly over, and I'm like, it's going to take me a minute to get into this now.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I did want. I myself find it very interesting when a young who obviously is becoming a transcendent figure like SGA,
right.
First becomes a champion in the NBA, even more than baseball. Because think about Michael's Chase and Magic winning as a rookie and what Bird did and Duncan and like LeBron, it took him a while. Like I find that interesting. But this series had no sizzle for me. It felt small. The markets are small. I don't like the coverage quite. Yeah. I don't think the coverage is very good anymore in the NBA. I don't. Can you give me back Breen and Mark Jackson? I mean, can you and Jeff Van Gundy? Can somebody please make that happen anytime? Can you please make that happen?
How are the ratings nationally?
They've been terrible for a while. No, and not just because of this. And not just because small markets. Right. The ratings for the NBA have been down for a while.
And by the way, just because, you know, I didn't want... And now, I will say, when the Mets game was out of control and they gave up the five runs, whatever it was, I flipped over the finals for a little bit. I had no interest. I didn't stick with it. I wanted to watch it. I saw the Halliburton thing. I had no... Maybe if Halliburton were healthier, maybe if the game were closer in the end, I would have put it on. I have no interest. That does not mean that I cannot give you an opinion on T.J. McConnell crying in his mom's arms afterward. So you got offended because you don't agree with my opinion, which is why you... And now you told me what to do. I'm going to tell you what you should have done. I forget. What was his name, Andrew? Here's what you should have done. If you were fired up about something I said, Andrew, you should have called and said, Sal, I don't like the fact that you ripped McConnell for crying because whatever your point was. Not tell me what I should be watching or this or that. Nobody cares. It's about the point. I made a point. I gave you my opinion. I thought McConnell, who was a tough badass on the floor, taunting, got that tough look, whatever it may be on the floor out there, he cried in his mother's arms after his team lost in the NBA Finals. So to me, that was funny, and I enjoyed that. Now, if you disagree, you're allowed to disagree, but call and talk about that. Not tell me or us what we should be watching while the Mets were on, by the way, Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, but I just wish that, I wish the NBA felt as big as it used to. I know I keep going back to that, but it's a real thing for me. And I don't know if it's because the rivalry, there is no OKC-Indiana rivalry. I think there's a lot of reasons why I feel this way, but there was a point. I remember when I was still going my guys trip every single year. This was going back probably kind of, it got intercepted a little bit with COVID, a little bit. We still found a way around some stuff, but when the kids were really young, I could just go away for a week and play golf and get away with it, and I'm not doing that now. But I remember, like, we would always go in June, and, like, the finals would be central. Make a big dinner after 36 holes and have a couple beers and watch LeBron or Wade or whatever it was. It's just, the NBA feels very different to me.
Yeah, and I don't know why. And I would think that, like, if you ask me...
I know why it's different for me.
I'm curious.
The product is not the same. There's just too many threes. There's not enough defense. It's not about the athletes. The athletes are superior. Let's not get that one thing twisted. The guys playing today are physically superior, not from a basketball perspective. Athletically, they're just amazing. But I don't know. I think I'm watching a three-point contest. It's just tough to watch, dude.
Yeah, then one team goes up 20. The other team goes up 20. It's just not clean, crisp basketball played throughout. If you were to ask me this years ago why I was losing interest in the NBA, I probably would have said, well, because the Knicks have been so bad for so long. But that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the Knicks have been back for an extended period now, 3-4 years, whatever, building their way up, which has gotten me back into basketball because the Knicks are good.
Sure.
But I really don't. I'm not watching a random Thursday night game on TNT. I don't get into the other series, whereas in the 90s, I used to love it all.
Yeah.
Western Conference playoffs, Eastern Conference playoffs, I was all about it. Obviously, primarily Knicks, but I knew what was going on in the other games. I would watch the other games, and now it's just not there. I don't know if it's a quality of play thing. I don't know if it's just lack of interest after the Knicks run. I mean, with LeBron and the Warriors, I was watching those NBA finals.
That's where I was going to use them as a point of reference. I feel like that was the last, I can't even describe it.
Right, LeBron's teams, even with the Heat, I mean, that was
because there was reasons to watch. And then when he went back to Cleveland, can he get one for Cleveland?
Right.
I will watch during the regular season. You know this. I'll watch TNT. Like, I'm not going to sit there from tip to buzzer. I'm not going to lie to everybody. But I watch for the comedy. Those guys are great. And hopefully ESPN still lets them do their thing next year. You'd be fools not to. Just put them on autopilot and go nuts. But I just think that the league has also become so young. Sal, here's the other aspect of it. The 50 or 60 threes that shot nightly is one thing, and it bothers me. But the kids... they're 19, 20. They're learning how to play in the NBA.
Right.
And it's just not very appealing because they're so raw and their gifts are ridiculous. Like, they're talented. But nobody knows how to play team ball anymore. It's a tough watch.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mark is in Huntington. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up, Mark?
Good, good. So, you know, I'm going to give BT a pass on Braveheart, but what I won't give him a pass on, hope he's seen it, Gladiator. If you haven't seen Gladiator, we got to look at revoking your man card.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Gladiator?
This day's getting worse for me, man.
Oh,
I have not seen Gladiator.
Thank you for the call,
not
Mark.
Enough where I have I seen a snippet here and there? Yeah. Not.
That's a great one, too. And even the second one I just watched, within the last year it came out, maybe within the last several.
Really?
Have you seen Noz Hoff, Gladiator? Gladiator 1?
It was terrible.
Yeah,
I thought it was good. I thought the new one was good. Now, was it as good as the original?
Can't touch the first one. The first one was amazing.
The first one's all time. Those two movies, Gladiator and Braveheart, those are must watch.
What year was Gladiator about?
Wasn't it around the same time?
Similar? Late 90s?
Maybe 2000-ish, maybe.
Oh, wait, with the setting?
No. Oh. No. Yeah, 2000 BC.
1500 like, Scotland. Come on, dude. 1997, we mean 99.
I would guess Gladiator was like 2000-ish.
Yeah, because Russell Crowe was, that's when he was at the height.
Can you look it up or
no?
I'm
just...
Okay, I'm guessing. Well, you look it up. Otherwise, I'll look it up and you can continue to... No, but Braveheart was 95. Obviously, we went over that. I would say about 5 years later, but it could be the same thing. What were you doing in the mid to late 90s that you could
2000.
Watch? There you go,
in the
2000.
Mid to late 90s.
Or the early 2000s. You got that locked into the end?
You want to know? In the early 2000s, I was living in Vegas, just starting my radio.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deal career.
So I know what you were doing.
I was creating movies. I wasn't watching them.
And what about 95? All right, so we got that. We know. I can't blame you for that.
I'll take the L. I got it. I'll absorb it. Take it on the chin.
You can't go out to the movies to watch Gladiator when you're going out doing other stuff. What about Braveheart, 95?
I was still in college. No excuse. I mean, I should have seen it, dude. I get it.
I'm just shocked that that's never.
Were you coming at me for this? I'm not even resisting. Hands up. Officer, hands up. Hit me with a summons.
No. I'm not knocking. I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
Like, Hoff, you guys are getting on me like, dude, how could you not have seen that? You got to watch that. I am just legit shocked that you have not watched this movie. Word is now official, as we all expected. Halliburton tore his right Achilles tendon last night. He's going to be out indefinitely. Now, where you have the ultimate respect for this guy is that he played through the calf strain because you wanted to win an NBA title.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the ultimate respect factor. And maybe that is the difference. Remember I was saying before, like, why are we... It just felt like so much praise toward Halliburton where it wasn't the same... Praise and support where it wasn't the same with Tatum or others who have suffered the Achilles. Aaron Rodgers, we referenced that off the air. We're talking about that. But, I mean, I know it's a huge stage. I know it's Game 7. And it sucks that we can now see these things. I don't ever remember that being a thing where you could see the Achilles roll up.
Where, like, in slow motion,
yeah,
actually...
Dude. Oh, God.
Well, I mean, this is not the exact medical explanation, but really it just rolls up. It's the longest or the second longest ligament in the body, so it rolls up like a lampshade.
I know, but I don't remember ever seeing
it. No, we didn't. Like, you can actually see the reverberations.
Rogers, yeah, with Rodgers you see it. With Halliburton, it was
Durant was the first one I think I really noticed that with, where you can actually see... It's like a little pulsation and, again, reverberation, yeah. And you could see it slowly, almost like if you were to take like a little, like a wet towel and you kind of move it up and down like a snake, you could kind of see it going like that.
Oh,
gross.
God. Anyway,
like hell.
All the respect
Stinks.
In the world for Halliburton trying to go out there and win a title, playing hurt. Unfortunately, that's what happens. Injuries are part of it. I'm glad the Pacers lost. I'm not glad that he got hurt. I'd like to have seen them lose with him being a big part of that. Either way, BT and Tal on the fan. And now that's going to impact, obviously, him next year, Tatum next year. Look at the road ahead for the Knicks.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's another 20 years before the Pacers are in the finals. Like, they had a lot of things going for them right now. Number one, Rick Carlisle, you know, who knows how long he'll be there. Halliburton's not going to play next year, and the Eastern Conference is getting better. Like, the Knicks are going to reshape things. The Orlando Magic have a young, good nucleus. There's just a lot of good teams. Like, it's not like you look at the Pacers and say, all right, well, you know, they lost in Game 7. You know, next year they weren't even a top four seed this year. Like,
yeah,
they
right.
kind of overachieved a little bit here.
This might have been their shot.
May have been.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Back to some baseball, BT. Dino's in Bayside, Queens. What's up, Dino?
Sal, BT, Yankee blood all the way, BT. What's up?
Let's go, Dino. How you feeling, buddy?
Great. Who's throwing tomorrow night for Cincinnati? Burns, 102 miles an hour. Let's make a trade. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
We'll find out tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I watch some of the NBA Finals. I'm not watching a whole lot of Reds games. I'm not even watching Braveheart. Are we going to watch the Reds?
Quick on pitching. That Oral Hershiser pitched 15 complete games, 8 shutouts in 1988, and then you want to count pitch counts.
Yeah.
The guy was a beast.
He was great. You guys got to really check out that interview. Chase Burns, I want to get some of his metrics out of curiosity.
Hershiser was nicknamed the Bulldog. He was just an animal, man. And that year, one of the great years of all time from a pitcher in 1988. So it was fun to talk to him and relive some of that stuff. And that's what was more impressive about him, BT. I referenced this when we had him on. You know, in 88, he was a totally different pitcher than he was in 1999. And with the Mets, he was still pretty good in 99, but because he was a smart pitcher. And I think too many guys now are just throwers. They throw to hit the velo gun, even though to his point, it's proven that it doesn't work. Location, changing of speeds, it's not just about the 100-mile-an-hour stuff, but guys still try to do that because that's what gets them signed.
Sal, you know, we talk a lot about the way the game of baseball change, right? From a hitting perspective. Just imagine this imagery, right? So for basically, I was going to say decades, but probably more like 100 years, scouting would occur. You go, you watch somebody pitch, and you take notes. Ah, good command. Oh, you know, works up high, works low, spots a good change, works the inside, not afraid to come up.
Gets guys out.
That's pretty much gone. Like, you'll see scouts at games, obviously. It's all about the numbers. All right, 96, we're interested. 91, not interested. It's really that simple.
Do you see that yet at the younger?
Yeah, you do. Well, I mean, no, you're not getting scouted when you're 10 years old, but they've got the radars up, which I think is idiotic.
So the radars are up at 10-year-old games?
Yeah. Oh, if you play perfect game.
Okay, that's like the highest level for young kids.
It's the best one. It's terrific. Okay, it's all across the country. It's really good. Now, there's other good leagues, too. I'm not trying to disparage, but that's pretty much the showcase.
But what's the point of the radar gun at that age level? Like, that does not compete.
I don't know. I think it's a waste of time. Like, if I were to go on my son's profile, he throws hard. He doesn't throw like hard like some of these kids throw across the country. It's ridiculous. Not only does it have his top speed, which, again, I don't care about.
Right.
But it's a roadmap to where everybody else is in the country. But not only does it have the number, it also has a percentile of where he ranks for his class, which is, this is ridiculous. He's 10. For class of 33, which is when he'll graduate high school, and then obviously, you know, if baseball's his top sport, going to college, whatever, then it gives you the percentile of where he ranks currently of every other 10-year-old who was going to be a class of 33 in the country.
I mean, that is
insane. I think
insane.
It's like 73 or 74 percentile.
It's insane.
And he didn't take pitching lessons.
And you would think that with all this data and analytics and all that stuff, that it would be better for the game, but or even for the pitchers, whatever. But it's clearly worse because it's not working. They can't keep these guys healthy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they can't keep them healthy. Guys aren't going deeper. So whatever we were doing back then, 30, 40 years ago,
yep.
50 years ago, was clearly better than what we're doing now.
I think so. I do. Now, today's kids and today's players throw much harder. Right. The one thing that I thought our generation, and Greg Maddux was the king at this.
Yeah.
But all the other studs did this as well. They read swings. Like, the thought process is gone. It's, all right, here's my three or four pitches. Here's the pitch com. Here's what's called by the umpire. Here's what's called by the coach and relate to the catcher. Give me the sign. Boom. All right, cutter. Boom. Like, it's never like, all right, I know that this guy's actually a pretty good curveball hitter, but my curve has more bite today, and he looks off. I'm going with the curve despite the numbers saying that I shouldn't. Like, that thought process is gone forever.
Right. Pitching.
Yeah,
no,
that's
pitching.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Chris is calling from Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Chris.
A couple of things. First, BT, I'm with you on the whole streaming thing, but if you haven't seen it, I know that none of us are Red Sox fans, but if you haven't seen the clubhouse,
that eight
session, 1 hour each is long. It's just such a great behind-the-scenes thing, you know, in terms of making trades.
I've seen it.
You watched the whole thing?
No, I think there's five. I watched like two and a half or three, and I got to tell you, behind-the-scenes access is amazing.
I actually enjoyed it. I think I watched the first one, and I just...
You didn't like it?
No, I just... It was fine.
Oh, man, I was really into it. I just got too busy. I loved the first two.
For me...
It was great.
Yeah.
The same thing like with this quarterback show that comes out. Like, I'm sure they're
great. No.
Okay.
No, it's much different to me. I mean, I just enjoyed the stuff with. I'm not crazy about Cora, but the Cora Breslow stuff, the GM stuff, the spring training, because it starts when spring training kind of ends and goes the whole season, and you just see a lot of stuff. You see a lot of family stuff. You see a lot of the guys they signed as free agents and how they're adjusting.
I don't mind it. I guess if it were a short thing, Chris, and thank you for the call and the suggestion. I remember we talked about that.
We did.
I didn't do anything for me. I couldn't get into it.
I just love the access where I find it fascinating to hear what big leaguers talk about. Because in baseball, there's so much time to talk.
Yeah.
We've seen a million highlights from Griffey to everybody now. Like, we've seen from, and way before. Like, we've seen, I'm highlighted out.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating to hear the vernacular and, like, just the struggle. I think it humanizes them. And I appreciate that because it's so freaking hard, the sport.
I guess for me, if I'm going to go back and watch a sports documentary, I'd rather it be something. Remember, I told you about the Patriots and the Dynasty one. I'd rather, or the Game 7 stuff where we saw on Game 7 with Boone.
Yep.
Or any Game 7 they do a documentary on. What the hell is it? Was it Amazon maybe? Whatever. One of these things.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Some of those I like, but I'd rather it be about something that I knew that happened and then give me the behind the scenes to that versus, like, I could watch current NFL stuff. I don't care necessarily about what's going on in Lamar Jackson's behind the scenes life or Joe Burrow. I just don't care. I'd rather watch the games now. Same thing with the Red Sox. Do I really care about their inner workings of the clubhouse? Could it be interesting? Sure. Could you learn a little bit from it? Sure. But if it were the Mets or Yankees, different story.
Oh, God, that would be amazing.
Yeah, Giants, Jets, different story.
Yeah, well, do you like Hard Knocks? Are you a big Hard Knocks fan? Forget about Jets and Giants.
I used to love it.
Yeah.
And even now, I feel like I've lost interest with it.
See, I still like it. I always say this every year, right as we get, and we're not there yet.
Who did it this past year? Do you remember?
It's going to
be the Bills
it was
coming
the Jets,
up.
And then it was Hard Knocks this year.
I know the Jeez. Giants obviously had the offseason one.
As a quick aside?
Bears, was it?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think the Bears are coming up.
Oh, okay.
Or wait, was it the Bears?
I don't know. I'm confused. Anyway.
I remember like the first five more than I do last year.
Well, that's my point.
The Ravens were early. Yeah. They did the Dallas Cowboys
Dave Campo
twice.
And the Cowboys. Yep,
yeah,
yep. Right.
They did Herman, the Chiefs.
Yeah.
A couple. I don't know. Larry Johnson was the running back. Whoever the hell did it last year. I still enjoy it. Like, to me, it's a great transition. Just the music. It's like, all right, not that I want the summer to end, but summer's ending, fall starting. you know, let's have a little enthusiasm. Even if I'm watching another team, it just gets me in the spirit for the Jets and the Giants, even though mostly they stink the last decade.
Also, remember when it first came out 25 years ago, whatever it was, even before that.
Yep.
Or whatever the exact year.
I would say, I think I was living in Vegas when I would say 2000.
Okay.
About to take a guess.
Yeah, so 25 years
and
ago.
And it was the Ravens.
Oh, right, okay. When that first came out, that was like, wow.
Cutting edge.
We've never had this type of act. Now it's like,
yeah,
you get access everywhere.
I know you do. I know you do. That's true. It's diminished some of the value. And some of these, sometimes I get lost. Like, I like the personalization. I like the fact that it's not always about the star. Some of the roads I find interesting. But some of the stories, they just harp on it. I'm like, all right, give me 3 minutes on some guy who's not going to make the team. That's cool. That's interesting. His story, I don't need three episodes.
Also, we've seen 25 years of this now.
I know.
So
I know.
I'm with you, though. It usually is symbolic of, okay, summer's coming to an end. Football season's coming.
You know what's good? Now, you're not as big a golf fan. Like, I love watching it. Gio and Recco. It's on Netflix. What's it called?
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah.
It's good. Like, to me, the full swing. Is it full swing? Something with swing in the name. The life of a golfer is one that's probably the least explored because, you know, there's minor leagues, but you don't really know any. A full swing. Thank you. You don't know anything about it. And for the most part, these guys are just singular entities. They're not part of a team. It's them and their caddy on the road. A couple of the guys are really tight. They travel together. But the like inside the ropes for golf, that's the stuff we have even less about. So it's really well done.
Did you see the Bin Laden doc? Or the
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah. No, I love that stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like,
yeah.
If I'm going to sit down and watch a documentary.
Yep.
I'm going to watch that.
No question.
Like, there are some good ones. That's a great one. But there are a lot of good ones on there.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to minimize the sports ones, but I watch sports games.
Yeah, yep.
It's got to be something special and usually historic, like to go back and get more insight to something that already happened as opposed to insight on the current stuff, for me, at this particular point.
Yeah, I've got a pretty vast interest in, like, in the docu-stuff. Like, to me, anything about a band, especially, like, an older band, like, there was one on Motley Crue. Was that Apple or was that Netflix? Mm. And there was also one on the Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys definitely on Apple. Phenomenal.
Yeah, saw that.
You did see that.
Years ago, right? That came out?
Maybe three or four years ago. Yeah. It was, like, within the last couple, you know, 5 years, half decade. Phenomenal, because that footage that I've never seen, but a lot of, even the Doc and Daryl stuff, like the 30 for 30, remember that?
Yes.
A lot of that was a regurgitation of everything we've already seen, every highlight we've seen.
86 Mets and
all that. Yeah, I mean, you know, now them sitting at the diner, you're getting some new stuff, but the best ones are filled with footage that I've never seen.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Anthony's in East Brunswick. What's up, man?
Sal. What are you talking about? You've never seen Die Hard until last week or Christmas?
I have not been up on the Die Hard movies. I'll take
now,
the
hour. Yeah. This is you know, I call you a bunch of times. I love you. This hurts because that doesn't even make any sense. Are you sure that you're not forgetting that you watched it? Because
I've seen it over the years, like I said, in bits and pieces. Maybe it was on TV with my father. We watched. I never got into it. I have seen the first one.
And to say that it's not even up there with Rocky is crazy.
There you have it. We got on track or off track with some of the movies so far this afternoon. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. It went from ripping me to all of a sudden questioning you because you haven't seen the Patriot, Braveheart, or Gladiator. Patriot was a great movie as well.
Have you Patriot
seen that
Games?
One? The Patriot.
No.
Have you seen that one off so. The Patriot?
That was no, another that's good another one. Mel Gibson, right?
Yeah.
No, I haven't watched that one.
Braveheart was great. Gladiator, great. I enjoyed The Patriot, but Braveheart and Gladiator were just on different levels. So that's why I went from Die
Hard to me. I don't like how
the
tables have been turned here. I mean, I went from, you know, laughing at you to all of a sudden I'm taking all the hits here. How did that happen?
We both need to be catching up on some movies here. This baseball brief is brought to you by Guinness Stout. We started the show, and the bulk of the show has been talking about the Mets as they continue to struggle. Losers of 8 of 9. I don't think it's as bad as it seems right now. BT keeps talking about big trades. Hey, look, it's a big series here for me. As good as I feel right now, but as okay as I am with their struggles, I'm accepting it. I will not accept losing this series to the Braves coming up.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you guys, we've been doing this, even though we've had a lot of fun and done some other stuff, but obviously the gist of today's show was, you know, hey, listen, Mets are in a rough spout, and that's how we started the show. So if you guys missed anything, because I don't want to reset it all now, I don't have enough time, but I just don't fake doing it, because we emptied the tank with it. But I would give you the brief encapsulation. Why I'm worried about the Mets more than maybe some, or why I think they need to make a big trade is because it's not one thing. It's not like the starting pitching is still amazing and the bullpen is still holding up and the offense has hit the skids a little bit. It's really all four, and I throw defense into that. So I do think that the Mets need to do something big. I think, I don't know this, I think that the Mets know that they've got to do something big, and eventually we'll find out if they do. But I got to read you a little tweet. Actually, not read you. I got to show you a tweet or at least describe a tweet to you.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to like it.
Okay.
Although it could be, we're not there yet, but it could be a last resort. See if you're amenable to this.
Okay.
From our buddy, Coach Pitino.
Ooh.
Yes.
I like Coach Pitino. Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to like this. Now, Rick has thrown out the first pitch both in the Queens and the Bronx.
Yes. Well, now, we know. He's going to play both sides.
Said, we well, had, the we school's in Queens. Yeah. He's not a dummy. Yeah. No, you know, exactly. He does have Yankee season ticket holders. You know, but I think he's kind. Well, I was going to say he's kind of like me. Like, he doesn't really hate the Mets, but I know people don't believe me when I say that, so I won't even waste any time. But I don't. But he's a Yankees guy, right? But there's a picture. So Rick tweeted out about 2 hours ago. He said, "Time to bring this back, Mets." Obviously alarmed at the
struggles,
deterioration of the product.
Come on. Come on, Coach.
Can you describe to everybody what it is? Your buddy.
Just side by side of two things throwing out a first pitch. One would be Coach Pitino.
Yep.
The other would be Grimace.
Would be a plump fur ball that is purple.
Dude.
Known as Grimace.
If the Mets pull a stunt like this.
Dude, Pitino's trolling you. Yeah.
if the Mets. Well, I wouldn't put it past the Mets.
There's no way the Mets would do that.
If they roll out Grimace tonight ahead of the Braves
series. There's no way.
I'm telling you. I wouldn't be able to tolerate that from a fan perspective.
What if it's not?
I wouldn't be able to tolerate that.
Okay, understood. Nor should you. But what if it's not Grimace, but it's somebody else from the McDonald's family?
Come on, man.
So it's at least it's somebody new.
You couldn't even get that.
The Hamburglar. Who else is there? We got Grimace, right? And well, Ronald, of course.
Come on, man.
You got to get the big cheese, Ronnie, out there. Ronnie started it all. Ronald McDonald.
10 days ago, I'm telling you how I'm just glad we're over this. No more gimmicks. And the Mets have come crashing down.
And then you see a Pitino tweet. Time, and it's Rick. I know his followers, and he does tweet a lot. Time to bring this back, Mets. There's a picture of a good arm angle, too. Nice elbow, nice up. Looks like he's throwing a little two-seamer, maybe a little change up there.
Quick twitch.
quick twitch. Very toolsy, as they said on the broadcast last night. Rick throwing out the first pitch. And then a split, very creative split screenshot. Rick on the left and Grimace on the right.
This baseball brief was brought to you by Guinness Stout. It's a lovely day for a pint of Guinness. Let's finish up here on the phones. Anthony's in the Bronx. What's up, Ant?
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you guys, and I'll be quick. I just have two quick points. First, on the Mets, I agree. Look, the Mets obviously need an injection, need a boost, but what I'm worried about is what I'm hearing. I don't want no part of Louis Robert. He's a guy who strikes out a lot. He's terrible on the base. He's hitting like 230. Louis Robert makes a ton of money. He's a mess. No part of him.
Yep.
The other thing is,
he's another question mark. You need to alleviate those questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the other one that scares me is the DeGrom reunion. We escaped with our lives not giving him that contract. That contract is insane. I want no part of a reunion.
You should take back DeGrom at a heartbeat.
I want no part of the reunion.
Come on.
Thank you for the call, Ant.
DeGrom?
This has been on my notes for a couple of weeks. We just haven't gotten to it because I've been getting it from Mets fans. Hey, we're going to get DeGrom back? Are you guys insane? Are you insane?
I'd take him on the Yankees. I got news for you. I really would.
He doesn't want New York. Now, look, maybe the Yankees might be different. He doesn't want to come back here. He was happy to leave to begin with.
That's true. That part's true.
I would not want any part of DeGrom at this. I get the nostalgia point of it, but I'm telling you.
Well, I'm not even saying for nostalgia. I mean, the guy's still pumping it, man. He can still throw.
Yeah. I understand that. I would be stunned if the Mets made a move like that and bring him back. He was not happy. He wasn't happy. Maybe it's different with the Yankees. Again, different place. I don't know.
He may have been happier if they scored more than no runs for him every time he threw up, 13 strikeouts over 8 1/3 and give up one hit.
How about the fact that he's always hurt?
Well, I'm looking at his contract here because that's obviously tying into. All right, are you ready? All right, so he's got 40 this year, so lop off half, right? You could always have Texas eat some if you have to. 38 next year. 37 the year after. That's a lot of money. Hoff, has this come up on the Rico? I mean,
I know Evan loves him. So. It's not going to happen because of the fact that he doesn't want to come back to New York.
New York or the Mets?
No, just New York.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of heard that too.
Yeah, I would think. But, I would think both New York, but I mean,
but we were looking through his numbers. I mean, his statistics hold up. He could be a Cy Young.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the problem. His statistics weren't the problem. His arm was the problem. He can't stay healthy, and his attitude. People don't want to hear it, but that's the truth. Oh, I was just going to go to Joe there. He said he had a funny story, and then he hung up on us right there.
He did. He basically called somebody out for not watching a specific game.
What, the NBA?
It was back in the day. There was a host here that he called up and was very disappointed that he didn't watch a game.
Who was it?
He said it was Tony Page.
That didn't watch which game?
Like a Yankee game.
Oh. It was referencing a regular Yankee.
And he said, you got a pass for not watching. You should be doing what you're supposed to be doing. You should be watching a Mets over the Thunder.
All right, imagine me coming in today. And by the way, the Met game was a blowout anyway, so it's not like you need to be locked into that. But imagine coming in today.
Breaking down third quarter of the Thunder and not knowing what happened with the Mets game?
Yeah, no, come on. That's what the guy wanted before.
Could have spared yourself some heartache if you actually did that.
Probably could. And I was getting texts from Uncle John saying the same thing. Oh, I can't watch the Mets anymore, bro. I'm going to flip it over. Dude, relentless.
He was lighting you. I saw you. Is that the first time you ever screenshotted one of his texts?
Maybe. And that was.
He was all over you.
That was mild. It's continuing on through the weekend.
He was ripping
everybody. He was ripping the broadcast. He's a wild nut.
He's a trip, that guy, man. He's a wild man. So, I can tell him 5 minutes sitting next to him at the opening day. He's absolutely out of his mind. I love him. I pay him to make your life torturous, too.
You two hey, John, are not that dissimilar.
Hit up Sally. Let's go, John.
He was you 20 years ago. I'm telling you. Same thing with the coaching. On the field, both Yankee fans. There's a lot of similarities there. Anyway, as far as DeGrom goes, it's not going to happen, but he would fit a need clearly for the Mets at this particular point.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think there's other teams out there. Now, again, the money looks absolutely ridiculous. I understand that. And it looks like he's got an aversion to coming back to New York since he wanted to leave. Yeah. It just did seem like he didn't want to be here. You imagine if the Tigers got him? Yeah, like there's a couple teams. Like if you have DeGrom and Scooble, no thank you. Even if the Astros get him, he's not going to the Phillies. Not going to if the Cubs get him.
Good fit with the Stros.
What if the Cubs or the Brewers get him or the Giant? Like there's.
Yeah, the Rangers,
I would not want to face him in a short series. Let me put it that way.
Aren't dead yet.
No, not yet.
So what's the thought process? Just they'd like to get out from under that contract?
Well, they're not even 500 right now. I'm saying the thought process is if they don't rectify this soon. You know, they're going to have to make a decision. Now, their pitching's great. Their offense has been absolutely awful.
Right.
So, you know.
Trade from an area of strength. Yeah, I think, though, there's a dream from Met fans that they want DeGrom back. It's just, it's not happening.
But I can appreciate that. Now, I'm also more into the sentimentality than you are.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.